Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Hopefully, they're not having to work too hard. I know it's cold out here. I know there could be some emergencies. The roads, I'm pretty sure, are pretty much clear for the most part. I think they all pretty much got cleared before stuff started freezing, and it got to, what are we at now? I think it's like 14 degrees outside currently or something like that. Man, I stepped outside and I was like, sheesh, cold out there. Currently 14 degrees. Actually, just dropped to 13. So, I mean, again, and I don't even live in, like, when I don't live in a house, I live in an apartment. So when I step out, like, the apartment is covered. Like, it's hallways and things like that. So it's not like I'm walking straight out into open air. I'm walking out into, like, hallways, wind is blocked a little bit, and I still felt that cold. I still felt every single bit of that 14, now 13-degree weather. So it's cold outside. So make sure, if you are riding around, make sure you do be careful for any spots that might be, again, wet, now frozen over. So just be careful out there if you're on the roads, but I'm pretty sure it's all cleared up for the most part. But shout out to all my first responders, again, protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Hopefully you haven't been able, having to work too hard. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people already at the gym, getting that good pump in, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. But have a lot to get into this morning. Currently watching highlights of that 76ers Nuggets game. I was trying to watch that game, but my nap was a little extended yesterday. So I slept through most of that game. But I see you. I do see it ended up being a pretty good game. But anywho, we have more important matters to get to here on the Hometown Take. And we have to start with the Atlanta Falcons, because Jim Harbaugh is the latest man to interview for the Falcons head coaching job. And I know I've talked about Bobby Slowick, Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, Mike McDonald, and guys like that being at the top of my list. But Jim Harbaugh, if you can get Jim Harbaugh, if you're the Atlanta Falcons, if you're Arthur Blank, if you find a way to get Jim Harbaugh, he is automatically number one. He is at the top of everybody's list, I feel like. Maybe besides the New England Patriots, they already had Gerard Mayo in place. I get that. But for me, and I feel like for a lot of people, not even Falcons fans, but any NFL fan whose team is looking for a head coach currently, I think Jim Harbaugh is at the top of everybody's wish list. The dude wins. He builds really, really good teams, and he wins. Point blank, period. And in the NFL, you don't have to worry about the sign stealing or things like that. Like, all the stuff that was illegal that he was doing in college is legal in the NFL. So you don't have to worry about that. And I think, honestly, that might be part of the reason he wants to come back to the NFL, and that might be part of the reason he does come back to the NFL if he ultimately does decide to come back to the NFL. But we'll see. But again, if the Falcons can find a way to land themselves Jim Harbaugh, that is the ultimate win, I believe. Because he'll have everything the Falcons could want in a head coach. Number one, obviously, experience, and a lot of good experience too. Been to a Super Bowl, multiple NFC championship games with the 49ers. He'll have that ability to build a team, build an offense, and something of a quarterback whisperer too, if we're being honest. Look what he did with, and Alex Smith is a good quarterback, but had good success with Alex Smith. Had good success, obviously, with Colin Kaepernick. It just seems like he knows how to get the most out of his players. He knows how to get the most out of his guys. And by everything I've heard, players love to play for him as well, college and NFL level. So it just seems like he has everything the Falcons would want and everything, honestly, a Falcons fan should want in a head coach. Good with the players. Can develop guys, help develop guys. Should be able to put together a good staff. Again, good with quarterbacks. Plenty of experience. Not too old to the fact where we're worrying about if he's going to coach for 3 to 5 years and then be done. He seems like he has plenty of coaching left in the tank. So he's just the perfect mix of everything that the Falcons and a Falcons fan should want in a head coach. But there's always that big but. Does he want to come here? Is this the most attractive job to him? Obviously, he's already reportedly interviewed for the San Diego. I was about to say it. I stopped. The Los Angeles Chargers head coaching job. And I'm sure other people might try to, are going to want to interview him and try to bring him in. So we'll see. But, again, Jim Harbaugh definitely number one on the list out of everybody. And to me, this is the best candidate and the most exciting candidate that the Falcons have interviewed thus far. Now, again, Bill Belichick does bring a buzz. Obviously a big name. And, again, still a good coach. But I just need him to coach. But I've went on that rant 1,000 times already. I'm sure you've heard it by now. But either way it goes, Jim Harbaugh, the latest to interview for the Falcons head coaching job. And again, the big question there is, does he want to come here? Is this the best job? Can Arthur Blank make it feel like the best job for him? The one thing that honestly could be enticing to Jim Harbaugh is the fact that him, Terry Fontenot, they'll be able to pick their quarterback. Now, obviously with Justin Herbert, we all know Justin Herbert's a good quarterback and he's already in place and they have a lot of talent, obviously, on that Chargers team, and that's what's mostly enticing about that Chargers job. They already got some talent, Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, and most importantly, they have the quarterback in place in Justin Herbert. But I do wonder if Harbaugh being able to pick the quarterback, being able to get the guy that he really wants from college. Now, again, hopefully that's not J.J. McCarthy, and hopefully there isn't too much bias there, even though he just won a national championship with him. Hopefully J.J. McCarthy isn't his answer when maybe Arthur Blank asked him in the interview, who do you want as a QB or who would you bring in as a QB? Hopefully J.J. McCarthy wasn't his answer because, again, I don't know if J.J. McCarthy is necessarily the next franchise quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, or if he should be the next franchise quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons. But we all could be wrong. But that's besides the point. Maybe Jim Harbaugh being able to, again, collaborate with Terry Fontenot about who to bring in as the Falcons' next quarterback could be enticing to him. So we'll see if that is the case or not. But, again, latest news on the Falcons' head coaching search. They have completed an interview with Jim Harbaugh. We'll get to more NFL news here momentarily. Do want to get to some brief college, really college slash high school news, because locally, Julian Juju Lewis, top-ranked quarterback out of Carrollton High School out there in West Georgia. Shout out to the Wolves one time for the one time. He has reclassified. He was class of 2026, but he is now reclassified to the class of 2025. So he's going to be leaving Carrollton a little bit early to get to USC for right now. He is still verbally committed to USC, obviously not signed to USC, but verbally committed to USC. I think he is officially going to take a visit to Georgia, though. He's got a bunch of offers, Georgia, Alabama, the whole lot of them. But right now, again, still verbally committed to USC. But he is going to reclassify, has reclassified to the class of 2025. And, I mean, this dude's good. His coach, who coached Trevor Lawrence, had some run-ins with Justin Fields, too. He said he's in that Trevor Lawrence category. And Trevor, despite the struggles maybe that he had down the stretch of this year and the Jaguars had down the stretch of this year, does seem like Trevor Lawrence is a very, very good NFL quarterback and will be a very, very good NFL quarterback for years to come. So with Julian being in that category, that's pretty promising. And again, while he is right now committed to USC, things change, rearrange. You know, maybe at one point he'll want to stay at home. Maybe at one point he'll want to stay a little bit closer to Carrollton and move on over to Athens. But who knows? That is neither here nor there. All right, I will get into this NFL news here quickly because it does pertain to the NFC South. The New Orleans Saints, they fired offensive coordinator Pete Carmichael after 15 seasons. So this is according to Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport are on this story. They fired Pete Carmichael, and they also, there were a couple other positions they let go of. I'll pull it up here for you in just a minute. But, I mean, that offense, we saw it did damage against the Falcons in week 18. But, obviously, the Falcons are a team that needs some work. But I think they only scored over 30 points a couple of times this season. I'm pulling up the story now here for you. So, they moved on from offensive coordinator Pete Carmichael, senior offensive assistant Bob Bicknell, and wide receivers coach Cody Burns. And the Saints and Carmichael, that New Orleans offense overall, pretty inconsistent over 2023. They finished number 9 in points, number 14 in yards. The Saints scored at least 30 points just three times this season, including, again, that 48-point performance that we don't want to talk about here, that, you know, was the last game of the Arthur Smith era here in Atlanta. But Carmichael had been with the Saints since 2009. He joined the Saints staff as their quarterback's coach in 2006. He was a former head coach. He was he was with former head coach of the Saints, Sean Payton, his first year with the team. And Carmichael took over as the full-time play caller once Sean Payton left the organization following the 2021 season. And he also called plays during Sean Payton's suspension in 2012. So big move there for the Saints. We'll see who they bring in as their next offensive coordinator. But if they're changing out staffs, that might seem like Dennis Allen is maybe going to stick around. So we'll see what happens there. But we got some more NFL news for you on the other side, because it seems like one guy the Falcons would also wait and see if he was going to come available. I know we talked about a little bit yesterday, but one guy that the Falcons maybe were waiting to come available, seems like he's staying put. I'll tell you who it is. You got to wait 5 minutes, though, right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope all is well with you. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed as well. Just saw that Mike Brown got fined $50K because he pulled out the old laptop and he was getting at the officials a little bit. That is funny. Man's pulled out the laptop. That reminds me when Patrick Beverly got a tech when he pulled out, when he got somebody's camera and was showing the ref that they got a call wrong. So either way it goes, that's funny stuff there. But I did tell you that there is one or possibly one Falcons head coaching candidate that they might have been waiting for to come up to become available because it's not available right now. And it looks like he's not going to become available. Who am I talking about? Talking about Mike Tomlin, because report has come out that Mike Tomlin told his team that he is going to return, or that he plans to return as the Steelers head coach in the 2024-25 season. Now, there were some rumblings, I should call them, earlier in the season before the Steelers made the playoffs, when things were maybe looking a little bit bleak for the Steelers' postseason hopes, that Tomlin could be fired after this season. But then Steelers pull it together, end up going 10-7, still no losing seasons for the Steelers under head coach Mike Tomlin. Like I told you, they finished 10-7. They go to the playoffs, and they made it competitive for a little bit against the Buffalo Bills, but ended up losing to the Bills in wild card weekend. But still, they make the postseason, and it seems like Mike Tomlin and his job could be safe with the Steelers. Well, we all know that T.J. Watt, one of the best defensive players in the league, the Steelers, they would definitely try to keep him, right? I think that's safe to say that they want to keep T.J. Watt. Well, if you want to keep T.J. Watt, one of the things you're going to have to do is keep him happy. And that means keeping head coach Mike Tomlin, because he came out and publicly endorsed Mike Tomlin, and he had some words to say about how he doesn't want Mike Tomlin going anywhere. Here's what T.J. Watt had to say.
I want to play for Mike T. It was huge in my contract talks. I don't want to play for anybody other than Mike T. You guys understand and see in the way that I talk about how much I respect and appreciate him as a coach, as a man, as a leader. That's my endorsement for him.
So there you go. He wants to play for Mike Tomlin, period. Or as he calls him, Mike T. So pretty big endorsement there for T.J. Watt. And obviously that means a lot when talking about, hey, you know, contract-wise, I'm just trying to play for Mike Tomlin. And that is what it is. So that goes a long way. And it seems like Mike Tomlin not only is going to be the coach next year, but next year is the last year of his contract. Mike Tomlin might get an extension. With T.J. Watt talking like that, Cam Hayward had close to the same thing to say as well. Don't seem like Mike Tomlin may be going anywhere. And I know, again, as Falcons fans, it's a little bit of a bummer, because if Mike Tomlin becomes available, he's right at the top of the list with Jim Harbaugh. Like, you take Mike Tomlin yesterday, even before that, honestly. But you like to hear it as a football fan, because what Mike Tomlin has done for that Steelers organization, and just how reliable he has been, how much of a rock he has been, and how you hear players like T.J. Watt just talk about him there, like they don't want to play for anybody else. And that just goes to show how good of a coach, good of a person, good of a man Mike Tomlin is. So you like to hear it as a football fan, because you know Mike Tomlin doesn't necessarily deserve to be fired, especially after going 10-7 to taking his team to the playoffs. Now, there is something to be said. I know some Steeler fans will feel this way about Mike Tomlin's message in Pittsburgh getting stale. But T.J. Watt wants to keep him. Doesn't seem like the message is getting stale to TJ. So, I don't know. But it does seem like Mike Tomlin is going to be around at least for next season. And, again, the way TJ Watt and some of these other players are talking, it sounds like he might get himself an extension as well, too. All right, I do want to get to some more NFL news, by the way, because have y'all seen these ticket prices for the Lions division round playoff matchup against the Buccaneers? Have y'all seen these ticket prices? I didn't know Detroit had money like this. Well, some of them Detroit Lions fans going to have to fork over some cash if they want to go to that game. So, right now, Sunday's game in Detroit is set up to be the most expensive divisional round ticket ever. Obviously, the Lions fans have been waiting a long, long time to get some playoff football in Detroit. Got a home playoff game against the Rams. Got the win. Now they're moving on to the next round. And if you want to go to that game, it's going to cost you. It's definitely going to cost you. The average ticket price on the secondary market for Sunday's Buccaneers-Lions game is $1,186. That's according to TickPick.com. $1,186 for one ticket. One ticket. That's to get yourself in the building. Not your girl. Not your wife. If you got kids, not your kids. That's just you. Whew. And again, that is by far the most expensive ticket price for any divisional round playoff game ever. The highest, if you're wondering, the highest priced divisional round game previously was last year's 49ers-Cowboys game in Dallas at $605. So it done up the ante to $500 more, almost $600 more. And that's about half the price of this year's Lion game. Last year's ticket price for last year's 49ers-Cowboys game. And that's according to Kyle Minke of MLive.com. So if you want to know right now, currently the cheapest ticket, that was the average ticket price, the $1,186. That was the average ticket price. The cheapest ticket right now available anywhere inside Ford Field on Sunday, more than $700. The cheapest ticket, $700. Usually for $700, you can be somewhere on the 50-yard line, down pretty low, or you can get however many tickets, however many fairly good tickets. You can probably get like four tickets and still some pretty good seats for $700. The cheapest ticket to get in the building. You're going to be in the rafters for $700. You're going to be up in the nosebleeds for $700. That's wild. So, again, right now, this is going to be the most expensive divisional round ticket ever in the history of the NFL. And if you're wondering, Sunday night's Rams-Lions game was also the most expensive wild card round ticket ever. And, again, Lions fans, they showed out. They showed up. Money's not a thing when your team ain't been in the playoffs for 32 years. So I still anticipate that building to be full. And the Detroit Lions are going to make a lot of money off this playoff run, especially if they can get a win on Sunday. Because I'm sure there'll be some Lions fans that show up in San Fran if they do end up having to travel to San Fran. Or, you know, if it happens, if the Packers beat the 49ers, which I don't anticipate, but Packers beat the 49ers and the NFC Championship game is in Detroit, ooh, you know that building's definitely going to be packed out for that. But I just wanted to share that with you all real quickly. Some other switching gears here to a little college football news. Told you about Julian Juju Lewis reclassifying to the class of 2025. Alabama, Kalen DeBoer and the Crimson Tide. He's continuing to build his staff. He's going to add Maurice Linguist as co-defensive coordinator. Linguist agreeing to take the job on the Crimson Tide's defensive staff. Sources told ESPN that yesterday. And Linguist, he's coming over from Buffalo. He was Buffalo's head coach. So, Kalen DeBoer looking all around for his defensive staff. And one more while we got a couple of minutes here. Quick college football news. Tua Tagovailoa's brother, Tulia, is shifting to the NFL draft because he got denied another year of NCAA eligibility. So he put in a waiver for an additional year of eligibility, but that has been denied, sources told ESPN. The waiver was denied despite Coach Nick Saban and Alabama writing a strong plea of support to the NCAA. But as a result, Tagovailoa, who entered the transfer portal last month, he instead will begin training for the NFL draft. And when he entered the portal, he had filed for a reinstatement waiver with the NCAA for a 6-year of eligibility. And really, the request was centered around Tagovailoa playing in 5 games as a third-string quarterback at Alabama when he was in Alabama in 2019, playing just 2 snaps against Duke, another 2 at Mississippi State. And he played 22 snaps the final week at Western Carolina. That's the maximum threshold for a redshirt, is playing in 4 games. And Tagovailoa had said that the waiver request for adding back the year of eligibility stems from the circumstances around that 5th game, and the waiver case laid out by Alabama revolved around the school's failure to track 2 snaps that Tagovailoa took in the season opening game against Duke. And Maryland, where he was at before, filed the waiver on his behalf. And so teams trying to get him another year of eligibility, but the NCAA has denied it, and he is going to look towards the NFL draft now, and he is going to be probably a day 3 pick. That's what is projected for Tagovailoa right now, and you could see why, being a day 3 pick, he was like, yeah, I'd rather be back in school, build up my draft stock a little bit, play a little bit more. But unfortunately for him, that has been denied, and looks like he's going to have to go ahead and enter the NFL draft. But we'll see. Looks like he'll still get drafted and still get himself a nice chunk of change there. But anywho, that's some college football news for you. When we come back, Hawks, got to talk about them a little bit. They have a big game tonight against the Orlando Magic, home game. And just like any game, you can hear right here on the flagship station, Atlanta Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But this is one they got to win. Feels weird calling it a must-win in January, but it's kind of where the Hawks are right now. We'll talk about it in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Shout out to all the overnighters, truck drivers, third shift is out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers as well. Shout out to all my first responders, my early gym goers, and my people listening in the bed right now, and my people already at work or on their way to work. We've been talking about Jim Harbaugh, the latest candidate the Falcons have interviewed and confirmed they've interviewed for their head coaching job, still reportedly going to interview or requested to interview Lions OC Ben Johnson, Lions DC Aaron Glenn, Rams DC Raheem Morris, and Texans offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick as well. So those interviews should, maybe we hear about them being completed in the next 24 to 48 hours, I would think. We'll see, and we'll obviously keep you updated on that. But they have confirmed they have interviewed Jim Harbaugh, and again, he is undoubtedly, unquestionably at the top of the list for me. I talked about it at the beginning of the show. He brings everything you would want in a head coach right now. Absolutely everything. He's got experience. Obviously been to multiple NFC championships. Been to a Super Bowl. He knows how to develop quarterbacks. Look at the success he had with, and again, Alex Smith was, for the most part, pretty polished when he got in there, but definitely helped the growth of Alex Smith. Definitely helped the growth of Colin Kaepernick, for sure. A great team builder. He wins wherever he goes. One at Stanford, one at San Francisco. Obviously just won a national championship at Michigan. He's a winner. And again, all the stuff that he was kind of shamed for cheating for, all that stuff's legal in the NFL. But anywho, he wins. And with his experience, he ain't too old, though. And I'm not trying to say that Belichick is too old, but we're not going to have to worry about if Harbaugh's going to be ready to retire in 3 to 5 years. He's got plenty of gas left in the tank. Now, anything can happen, but we would all think, and I think we're all safe to believe, that Harbaugh would be good to coach for, again, maybe 7 to 10 years instead of 3 to 5. So he just has everything the Falcons, and I believe Falcons fans, would want in a head coach right now. He's a head coach that could help you win now. And again, we know that Chargers job is enticing with Justin Herbert, Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, all those guys there and all that talent they have on defense as well. But who knows? Maybe being able to help pick the quarterback, the next franchise quarterback of the Falcons, maybe that's enticing to Jim Harbaugh. So we'll see. And we will keep you updated on who the Falcons interview and obviously whenever the news comes down of when they hired a head coach. But do want to talk about the Atlanta Hawks while we have a few more minutes here on a Wednesday edition of the Hometown Take, because they take on the Orlando Magic tonight. And as always, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9, the game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. And look, I hate to call a game in January a must-win, but this feels like an absolute must-win to me for the Atlanta Hawks. You can't afford to drop many more games. You can't afford to back yourself up even more. Now, if you do look at the standings, I was listening to Mike Conte yesterday's On With Andy and Randy. Always brings great knowledge. If you do look at the standings, the Hawks aren't as bad off as we think they are. They are tied with Brooklyn right now for 10th in the East. Now, again, this is not at all going to sound good, but at this point, we just want the Hawks to find a way into the postseason and just have some sort of opportunity to get into the postseason. So look at it through that lens when I explain all this to you, because none of this is going to sound necessarily good, and none of this is where the Hawks want to be, obviously, okay? But the Hawks right now tied for 10th in the East with Brooklyn, only a game back, and really, well, there are a couple of games back in the win column, because Chicago, who's in ninth, is sitting at 19-23. Hawks are at 16-23, so the Bulls have just played more games than they won those extra games, but there are not too many games back, really only a game and a half back from the Bulls for the ninth spot. So a little bit of a bright side there. And again, they still have plenty of time, sort of, to pick up to the sixth seed and what have you. But that all starts tonight. They got to take on a Orlando team that is currently 22-18. They're sitting eighth in the East. So, again, that helps you move up the standings. And this is just an important game for the Hawks. They'll be at home as well, too, right here in the friendly confines of State Farm Arena. And this is just a game you just got to win. You got to figure out how to start winning some of these games. And you will get a little bit of help tonight. Gary Harris and Franz Wagner are both out. Obviously, DeAndre Hunter, Wesley Matthews still out for the Hawks. But you just got to figure out how to start winning some of these games. Figure out how to get some stops. Trae Young is playing at an unbelievable level right now. And you just don't want to waste this hot streak that Trae Young is on. You don't want to waste how well he is currently playing. So hopefully they can figure some things out. And as far as the trade deadline goes, we've all seen the rumors about DeJounte Murray possibly getting moved specifically to the Lakers. Adrian Wojnarowski has been reporting on it. Shams has been reporting on it a little bit as well. If you're getting a guy like Austin Reeves back, I mean, unless you're getting some other pieces that are 3-and-D type players, players that can space the floor, play good perimeter defense, play just good defense overall. I mean, Austin Reeves being a centerpiece around that trade doesn't necessarily move the needle. Because, again, offense is not the issue. You're scoring just fine. You need players in here who can get some stops, space the floor with Trey, hang out in the corner, hang out in the wing, and when Trey gets them the ball, they can shoot it and knock it down. It's as simple as that. You need 3-and-D players in here around Trey. Trey can get to the rim with the best of them. One of the best passers, if not the best passer in the NBA. I know everybody's talking about, oh, well, he's second in assists, blah, blah, blah. He is the best passer in the NBA. Some of the passes he makes are just crazy. They're just uncanny. I mean, they are ridiculous, some of the passes he makes. And the angles he makes them from and how quickly he makes. I mean, it's just wild. The one-handed pass, it all is just crazy. So Trae Young playing at a great level right now. We know that, but they have to get the right pieces in around him. Jalen Johnson looks like an up-and-coming star. Hopefully he continues to develop and continues to trend in the right direction. But you need other players. And hopefully DeAndre Hunter coming back, hopefully that'll be good as far as defensively. That'll help you get more stops. Sadiq Bey's got to step up defensively. DeJounte Murray has to as well. But Hawks got to figure it out because the rest of this month, not any easier. It's really a rough stretch down the rest of this month. You had your two gimmies and you lost one of them. So this is the position the Hawks are in, and they got to figure out a way to get themselves out of it. But we'll see. Hopefully the trade deadline coming up February 8th will help them out. All right. When we come back, we'll wrap things up on a Wednesday edition of the Hometown Take and hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got coming up for a Wednesday edition of the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take. That's right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Game Traffic, 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Shout out to all the overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers as well. Shout out to all my first responders, my early gym goers, and my people listening in the bed right now, and my people already at work or on their way to work. We've been talking about Jim Harbaugh, the latest candidate, the Falcons have interviewed and confirmed they've interviewed for their head coaching job. Still reportedly going to interview or requested to interview Lions OC Ben Johnson, Lions DC Aaron Glenn, Rams DC Raheem Morris, and Texans offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick as well. So those interviews should, maybe we hear about them being completed in the next 24 to 48 hours, I would think. We'll see, and we'll obviously keep you updated on that. But they have confirmed they have interviewed Jim Harbaugh, and again, he is undoubtedly, unquestionably at the top of the list for me. I talked about it at the beginning of the show. He brings everything you would want in a head coach right now. Absolutely everything. He's got experience. Obviously been to multiple NFC championships. Been to a Super Bowl. He knows how to develop quarterbacks. Look at the success he had with, and again, Alex Smith was, for the most part, pretty polished when he got in there, but definitely helped the growth of Alex Smith. Definitely helped the growth of Colin Kaepernick, for sure. A great team builder. He wins wherever he goes. One at Stanford, one at San Francisco. Obviously just won a national championship at Michigan. He's a winner. And again, all the stuff that he was kind of shamed for cheating for, all that stuff's legal in the NFL. But anywho, he wins. And with his experience, he ain't too old though. And I'm not trying to say that Belichick is too old, but we're not going to have to worry about if Harbaugh's going to be ready to retire in 3 to 5 years. He's got plenty of gas left in the tank. Now, anything can happen, but we would all think, and I think we're all safe to believe, that Harbaugh would be good to coach for, again, maybe 7 to 10 years instead of 3 to 5. So He just has everything the Falcons, and I believe Falcons fans, would want in a head coach right now. He's a head coach that could help you win now. And again, we know that Chargers job is enticing with Justin Herbert, Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, all those guys there and all that talent they have on defense as well. But who knows? Maybe being able to help pick the quarterback, the next franchise quarterback of the Falcons, maybe that's enticing to Jim Harbaugh. So we'll see. And we will keep you updated on who the Falcons interview and obviously whenever the news comes down of when they hired a head coach. But do want to talk about the Atlanta Hawks while we have a few more minutes here on a Wednesday edition of the Hometown Take, because they take on the Orlando Magic tonight. And as always, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9, the game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. And look, I hate to call a game in January a must-win, but this feels like an absolute must-win to me for the Atlanta Hawks. You can't afford to drop many more games. You can't afford to back yourself up even more. Now, if you do look at the standings, I was listening to Mike Conte yesterday's on with Andy and Randy. Always brings great knowledge. If you do look at the standings, the Hawks aren't as bad off as we think they are. They are tied with Brooklyn right now for 10th in the East. Now, again, this is not at all going to sound good, but at this point, we just want the Hawks to find a way into the postseason and just have some sort of opportunity to get into the postseason. So look at it through that lens when I explain all this to you, because none of this is going to sound necessarily good, and none of this is where the Hawks want to be, obviously, okay? But the Hawks right now tied for 10th in the East with Brooklyn, only a game back, and really, well, there are a couple of games back in the win column, because Chicago, who's in ninth, is sitting at 19-23. Hawks are at 16-23, so the Bulls have just played more games than they won those extra games, but there are not too many games back, really only a game and a half back from the Bulls for the ninth spot. So a little bit of a bright side there. And again, they still have plenty of time, sort of, to pick up to the sixth seed and what have you. But that all starts tonight. They got to take on an Orlando team that is currently 22-18. They're sitting eighth in the East. So again, that helps you move up the standings. And this is just an important game for the Hawks. They'll be at home as well, too, right here in the friendly confines of State Farm Arena. And this is just a game you just got to win. You got to figure out how to start winning some of these games. And you will get a little bit of help tonight. Gary Harris and Franz Wagner are both out. Obviously, DeAndre Hunter, Wesley Matthews still out for the Hawks. But you just got to figure out how to start winning some of these games. Figure out how to get some stops. Trae Young is playing at an unbelievable level right now, and you just don't want to waste this hot streak that Trae Young is on. You don't want to waste how well he is currently playing. So hopefully they can figure some things out. And as far as the trade deadline goes, we've all seen the rumors about DeJounte Murray possibly getting moved specifically to the Lakers. Adrian Wojnarowski has been reporting on it. Shams has been reporting on it a little bit as well. If you're getting a guy like Austin Reeves back, I mean, unless you're getting some other pieces that are 3-and-D type players, players that can space the floor, play good perimeter defense, play just good defense overall. I mean, Austin Reeves being a centerpiece around the trade doesn't necessarily move the needle. Because again, offense is not the issue. You're scoring just fine. You need players in here who can get some stops, space the floor with Trae, hang out in the corner, hang out in the wing, and when Trae gets them the ball, they can shoot it and knock it down. It's as simple as that. You need 3-and-D players in here around Trae. Trae can get to the rim with the best of them. One of the best passers, if not the best passer in the NBA. I know everybody's talking about, oh, he's second in assists, blah, blah, blah. He is the best passer in the NBA. Some of the passes he makes are just crazy. They're just uncanny. I mean, they are ridiculous, some of the passes he makes. And the angles he makes them from and how quickly he makes. I mean, it's just wild. The one-handed pass, it all is just crazy. So Trae Young playing at a great level right now. We know that, but they have to get the right pieces in around him. Jalen Johnson looks like an up-and-coming star. Hopefully he continues to develop and continues to trend in the right direction. But you need other players. And hopefully DeAndre Hunter coming back, hopefully that'll be good as far as defensively. That'll help you get more stops. Sadiq Bey's got to step up defensively. DeJounte Murray has to as well. But Hawks got to figure it out because the rest of this month, not any easier. It's really a rough stretch down the rest of this month. You had your two gimmies and you lost one of them. So this is the position the Hawks are in, and they got to figure out a way to get themselves out of it. But we'll see. Hopefully the trade deadline coming up February 8th will help them out. All right. When we come back, we'll wrap things up on a Wednesday edition of the Hometown Take and hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got coming up for a Wednesday edition of the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take. That's right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Game traffic, 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.